Living in a world restricted by laws defining race, as well as creating obstacles, disadvantages, and even superstitions regarding race, challenged my capacities for survival. For 90 years, I have witnessed countless men and women likewise meet this challenge. Some bested it, some did not. Many had to settle for any accommodations they could. I became a student and eventually a scholar. And it was armed with the tools of scholarship that I strove to dismantle those laws, level those obstacles and disadvantages, and replace superstitions with humane dignity. Along with much else, the habits of scholarship granted me something many of my similarly striving contemporaries did not have. I knew, or should say know, what we are up against. Slavery was a principal centerpiece of the New World Order that set standards of conduct, including complicated patterns of relationships. These lasted not merely until emancipation, but after Reconstruction and on into the 20th century. Many of them were still very much in place when, beginning in the late 1950s, the sit-ins, marches, and the Black Revolution began a successful onslaught on some of the antediluvian practices that had become a part of the very fabric of society in the New World, and American society in particular. Born in 1915, I grew up in a racial climate that was stifling to my senses and damaging to my emotional health and social well-being. Society at that time presented a challenge to the strongest adult, and to a child, it was not merely difficult, but cruel. I watched my mother and father, who surely numbered among the former, daily meet that challenge. I and my three siblings equally felt that cruelty.